Chapter 2. Stephen and his family. Stephen's father, Frank Hawking, came from Yorkshire, in the north of England. His family were all farmers, but there were problems on many farms in the early 1900s. The family lost a lot of money, and Frank decided that he did not want to be a farmer. He went to the University of Oxford and then became a doctor. Later, Stephen's mother, Isabel, studied at the University of Oxford too. Stephen's father had an interesting job. He did a lot of important research on tropical diseases, and he often travelled to Africa and other countries. Insects carry many tropical diseases, and Frank studied some of these. Isabel worked in an office, but she did not like her job, so she started to work as a doctor's secretary. She met Frank at work, and they married in 1941. At first, the family lived in Highgate, in London. In 1941, London was dangerous because there were a lot of bombs. This was the time of the Second World War, 1939 to 1945. Isabel went to Oxford in 1942 to have her son. There were no bombs in Oxford, so it was a safer place to have a baby. After she had Stephen, Isabel brought him back to London. Stephen was the first child in the family. His sister Mary was born 18 months later, and Stephen was not happy to have a little sister at first. His other sister, Philippa, was born 3 years later. When Stephen was 14, his parents adopted a boy called Edward. Stephen was born on the 8th of January 1942. Galileo Galilei died on the same day in 1642, 300 years before. Galileo, 1564 to 1642, was a very important Italian astronomer and physicist. Some people today call him the father of science or the father of physics. Stephen could remember one difficult thing from the first years of his life. He cried and cried at school. He was only 2.5 years old at the time. He was unhappy because he wanted to play with the other children, but he was too frightened to go near them. Things did not always go well at school, and Stephen did not learn to read until he was 8 years old. His writing was also very difficult to read. For the first 3 years of his life in London, Stephen was living in a very dangerous city. The Second World War did not finish until 1945, and bombs often fell on the streets and onto people's houses. Once, when Stephen and his sister were out at the shops with their mother, a bomb fell near their house in Highgate. His father was at home, but luckily he was not hurt. For many years, there was a bomb site near Stephen's house. In the past, a bomb fell on a house in this place. But for many years, some parts of the house were still standing. Bomb sites were dangerous because the houses were falling down and things might fall on people. But, like many children at that time, Stephen and a friend of his liked to play on bomb sites. Stephen loved trains, and he always wanted a toy electric train. But it was not easy to buy toys like this after the war. In wartime, there was rationing of food and other things, and factories did not make many toys because they needed to make guns and aeroplanes. In the Second World War, a lot of Britain's food came from other countries by ship. But often, planes attacked the ships, and sometimes the ships and the food went to the bottom of the sea. Rationing helped everybody in the country to have enough food, but not too much. Everyone had a ration book. Families had to use the ration book to buy food and other things. It was not possible to buy food without the ration book. People still used ration books for 9 years after the war. Stephen's father liked to make things. And when Stephen was older, he liked to make things too. Because he could not buy his son an electric train, Stephen's father made him a wooden train. Then he made him 2 clockwork trains. These trains had a small machine inside, but they did not use electricity. You turned a key and the toy moved, but they did not work very well. But a few years later, Stephen had some money of his own. One day, his parents were out, and he took all his money to a shop and bought an electric train.